Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has told his staff that he would win any legal challenge against Democrat Elizabeth Warren if she were to become president and attempt to break up his company. In leaked audio to the US site The Verge, Mr. Zuckerberg made it clear he's ready to put up a fight.
Like Elizabeth Warren, who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies, if she gets elected president, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. Does that still suck for us? Yeah, I mean, I don't have to, have a major lawsuit against our own government. But look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to try to threaten something that existential, you go to the mat and you fight.
Senator Warren fired back that what would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal competitive, anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. So, who would you back if it came to a fight? Elizabeth Warren or Mark Zuckerberg? I put that question to Professor Michael Carrier, an antitrust expert and professor of law at Rutgers University.
Well, I think that there could be some antitrust concerns here, but in terms of actually breaking up the company, that is very hard to do. So I think that Warren would definitely have her work cut out for her. So in terms of breaking up the company, I would back Zuckerberg.
Facebook has already used its power as a platform to hit back at Warren, taking down her campaign ads. Is she picking a fight with a particularly dangerous opponent in the run-up to the 2020 election?
So it is a dangerous opponent, and that shows why there could be antitrust concern. There really aren't a lot of substitutes for Facebook. So in antitrust parlance, we say that it could have monopoly power. I think that that would be very concerning, because there might not be a way to figure out every instance in which Facebook is tilting the playing field in showing certain ads and not showing other ads. It's tough to get to the bottom of everything that Facebook is choosing to show. And so that is a concern. If they're a dangerous platform, then they certainly have a lot of power.
Why is Mark Zuckerberg so focused on Elizabeth Warren, given that the Trump administration itself has launched antitrust probes?
Facebook is really under attack from so many fronts, as the major big tech companies are. It's not just the antitrust agencies. It is Congress. It is the states. But I think Warren is most affiliated with the notion of breakup. And breakup is the most aggressive remedy you could imagine. And so that's probably why Zuckerberg is focusing there.
Can the sort of regulation that Elizabeth Warren is talking about work to rein in the abuses of power over user data that we've seen from companies like Facebook?
It's a tricky question because it really sits at the intersection of all of these areas. Maybe regulation could solve some of these problems, maybe antitrust law, maybe privacy, but there's no simple answer.
Would you trust these companies with self-regulation, given what we've seen so far in the last election campaign?
I think that an action other than self-regulation is likely to be more effective. The companies have a lot of power, and they can't always be trusted to act in the best interest of the public at large.
So to what extent are you concerned about interference in the next 2020 election along the lines of what we saw in 2016?
I think that there needs to be a lot of careful attention to the issue. I think 2016 took a lot of people by surprise. There are a lot more people paying attention to that. But the question is, how will the media react? How do we view social media platforms like Facebook? Are we more skeptical than we were last time? Or is the effect that these platforms have, especially in sowing fear and appealing to emotion, is that still going to carry the day?
Mark Zuckerberg met the president in the White House last week. Should that alarm Donald Trump's Democrat rivals?
So the question is, would a meeting with the president have an effect on how the government would treat the company? And so that is a fear that the antitrust investigations could be affected by a meeting with the president. I would hope that the heads of the antitrust agencies, who are very well respected, would not be swayed by a meeting like that, but that's always a concern.
Governments have, of course, used the law in previous technological eras in the United States. I'm thinking, of course, of the breakup of the telephone giants. But can something like this work now, given the global scope of these companies?
So it would certainly have to be a very ambitious remedy. There is more of a global scope than there was when the U.S. was dealing with AT&T a generation ago. But the U.S. has so much power that a breakup in the U.S. of, for example, Facebook would have a significant effect on the rest of the world.
Professor Carrier, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Michael Carrier is a professor of law at Rutgers University.